It's here, beloved church. Advent is nearly here. 1 week to go. It's nearly here. The word Advent means arrival or waiting. And next week we will begin our annual remembrance that Jesus was born from God and sent to us as a gift of God's love. It's a time for us to prepare ourselves for Christmas. It's a time for us to, as we celebrate specifically this week on Thursday, be thankful to God for the blessing of Jesus. I love Christmas, don't you? I absolutely love Christmas. I love watching all of the corny movies on Hallmark and every other Christmas movie that I can probably recite to you right now if you really want to hear those instead of my sermon. I love to watch those. What do you like best about Christmas? Anybody, what do you like best about Christmas?
Gathering with family.
Others?
Music.
Music, absolutely. One more. Decorations, anybody? Dave?
More of the spirit of giving.
Absolutely. All of those are wonderful things. Maybe it's the beautiful music or the delicious Christmas goodies that you get each year. By the way, your pastor, as much as I love sweets, I'm diabetic, so I do love sweets, but try to limit those this year. Not because I don't appreciate them, but I can't really eat them. Perhaps it's the Christmas dinner with turkey or ham and dressing and all of the trimmings. For many people, the best thing about Christmas is the presents, both the ones that we give and the ones that we receive. It is the Christmas tree for some people. Maybe it's the twinkling lights on the Christmas tree. I'm a purist. I like white lights, but I have a good pastor friend of mine who told me the other day that she set up her Christmas tree early because she is going to be busy the next month or so, and she likes colored lights. I love you all just the same, whether you like white lights or colored lights. They are beautiful. Last year, after the Christmas Eve service was, the Christmas Eve services were over and everyone else went home, I sat quietly in the back corner over there. I sat quietly for a few minutes in the sanctuary. The lights were all, the lights of Christmas were all lit, and it was dark in the sanctuary. It was quiet in the rest of the building. Everybody else had gone home. I was overcome with gratitude for the gift of celebrating my first Advent and Christmas with all of you. For some, it might be all of the parties or the visiting with family and friends at this time of year that you love best about Christmas. Of course, after I sat quietly for a few minutes by myself, saying a short prayer of thanks to God, I then turned off the lights, locked the doors, and went off to a Christmas party myself. We need to be extra careful. As wonderful as all of those things can be for us, beloved church, the most important part of Advent and Christmas isn't the singing of Christmas carols. It's not about the candles we light on December 24th. It's not even about singing that wonderfully hailed and oh-so-sacred Silent Night. Those are truly, honestly, good and wonderful things that we can look forward to. Absolutely. We can look forward to them every year. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in all of the decorations, the lights, the parties, the presents, that we miss the real Christmas. But we must always remember that it is about Jesus and the miracle that God provided through Jesus. That reminds me of a story about a little boy who had always wanted to go to a circus. One day, he was walking down the street when he saw a poster in a store window. The poster said that a circus was coming to town and that a ticket to the circus cost $1. The boy ran home as fast as he could, and he asked his father if he could, if he would give him a dollar to go to the circus on Saturday. His father told him that if he would work hard and get all of his chores done, that he would give him that $1 to go to the circus. Saturday morning came, and that little boy got up extra early. He got up extra early, and he did all of his chores. "I've done all my chores. They're all done, Daddy," the boy told his father. The boy's father gave him the $1 as promised, and the boy headed down into town filled with excitement. Filled with excitement about seeing the wild animals, the trapeze artists, and all of the things that come with a circus. Since he arrived in town so early, he was at the front row when the circus parade started to come down the street of town. The boy was thrilled when the animals and the other circus acts paraded by. At the end of the parade came the clowns, and following the clowns was the ringmaster. When the ringmaster passed by where he was standing, the little boy ran out into the street, took his folded dollar bill from his pocket, and he handed it to the ringmaster. "Thanks, mister," said the boy. "That was a great circus." And then he turned around and he walked home. He never knew that he had missed the circus. He thought that he had been to the circus, but he had only been to the parade. You see, beloved church, if we're not careful, we can find ourselves. I can find myself as a pastor like that little boy. We can get so caught up in celebrations, the decorations, as beautiful as they are, and yes, even the gifts, that we miss the real Christmas, the birthday of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This coming Thursday, as I mentioned earlier, many families will be celebrating Thanksgiving. Like all of the glitz of the Christmas season, likewise the Thanksgiving meal, the football games, the time off from work, the Black Friday ads that will show up on your doorstep ready for you to make a plan of attack in order to get all of those amazing deals, the napping after overeating at dinner, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, not necessarily in all of that order. All of it can easily serve as a major, major distraction from what we are called to really do on Thanksgiving. Don't forget, beloved church, to slow down, to be present with your friends and your family, to really be present. Don't find yourself like Martha, stuck in the kitchen making all the food all the time, and while everybody else is out there cheering on their favorite football team. Take time to be present. Pray with one another, thanking God for your blessings. Take inventory of the past 12 months and consider what God is calling you to do in the next days ahead. Consider the places where you fell short and of being your fully God-intended self. And then receive the grace that God is so freely offering to you. From there, create a plan for reaching toward the goal. Give more zeal to your plan for discipleship than to your plan for early morning Black Friday shopping. Be bold in your willingness to do something different in order to realize God's intentions for you. Claim with confidence your holy expectancy. I stayed up a lot last night, and I'm having a hard time. As the Apostle Paul did, claim with confidence your holy expectancy that the one who started a good work in you will stay with you to complete the job by the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, keep on keeping on, beloved church. Lastly, I leave you with this. As we enter into Advent next week, the period of waiting on the Lord to lead us in a new way, do not grow weary. Do not get so caught up in your own busy schedules that you miss God's blessings in the waiting. Don't allow yourself to get to December 26th looking back wondering what a difference it made for you. This year, throughout Advent, we will take a look at the Advent biblical narrative, focusing on the stories of angels, God's holy messengers, if you will. We'll explore the angels in the Bible, and we'll look at we'll ask ourselves where we witness angels in our very midst now, in 2022. We'll also sit with God, discerning the ways that we are called to be God's angels to others in our world. The sanctuary will be transformed visually. The music will include include many a favorite carol or hymn, and the mood will be full of God's peace, hope, joy, and love. No doubt the energy will be high. I encourage you to come back over the next month and to see what God is up to in this place. Through it all, beloved church, my friends, may we remember the best part of it all. Amen.